Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so let's get to the next thing from the weekend. You know, we both like Alex Cazora. He's with Steelers Depot. I think Steelers Depot generally loathes me.
They blocked me on Twitter. You can lump me in there, too. But we like
Donnie, Alex. Are you still blocked by them, by that aggregation account? You blocked by Steelers Depot yet?
Now I got to check. I don't think
I want to stress that there are Alex and one other guy. I like Josh Carney over there, but I want to do. I do want to stress.
It's John blocked. Carney.
The kicker. That's John is the kicker. Josh.
Oh,
works.
Yeah. That's right.
No, I do.
I like Josh, too.
I do want to stress that the founder of the site, I despise, just for the record.
I honestly don't have an opinion on him. I'm completely indifferent, and he apparently doesn't like me. But anyways, So Cazora, he tracks the entire year where the Steelers send their people for pro days.
Mm-hmm.
And as you and I have pointed out, every year going back to Pouncey, they've had either Tomlin or the GM at the first round picks pro day every year since 2010. That's a long time. So from that pool of where Tomlin and Khan went this pro day circuit, Cazora narrowed down, if you go by history, here are the guys who could potentially be their first round pick. Amarius Mims, wide receiver Ladd McConkey from Georgia, the corner Nate Wiggins from Clemson, J.C. Latham, the right tackle from Alabama, and then the two Alabama corners, Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry. So that would be your pool of guys that fit that description. Tomlin and or Khan both went and personally watched those guys work out before the draft. And from Pouncey all the way up until Broderick Jones, one of them has always been there.
There is the chance, I'm not trying to undercut our research, that in the Khan era, things are done a little differently. And last year,
They are with a lot of other things.
Right. So, like, just the fact that they were at Broderick Jones's last year, we know Tomlin's going there. He loves Georgia players for a reason.
But they do have a thing for big school guys. They love
Ohio
taking
State, Bama, and Georgia. If he can make the whole plane out of Ohio State, Bama, Georgia, he probably
would.
The
Eagles have narrowed it down to just Georgia.
Correct.
The Steelers are mostly big school.
Good boss, Skag song.
With the exception of Kenny, because he was right next door. And by the way, Tomlin and Colbert were both there, so were we.
Smaller school, smaller hands.
Were Colbert and Tomlin still there when we ran our 40s?
No, I think they left. And if they weren't gone, Tomlin took one look at you start down the field. And
that was after Canada stared a hole through me.
Correct. Now, Kevin greeted me very warmly. I think I got a very brief look from Mike where he might have had an inkling of who I was and was, you know, pissed off but didn't show
it.
I
don't think he was.
Matt, though?
Yeah, we knew.
Matt knew who we were.
We knew what was going on there.
And Matt didn't like the fact that we were there. I mean, I think that Alex will be right again, Kazora will be right again, because I think the first name you mentioned is the name they're picking.
Latham is an intriguing prospect. We haven't spent a lot of time on him.
That's because I think he's more polished than Mims.
Well, he is.
He's obviously more polished.
Mims got hurt last year.
Mims has very few snaps.
And in Mims' absence, Latham ended up being the all-SEC first-team right tackle.
So,
and he's got a lot more experience, and he's played it at a high level in the sport's best league.
So I think that he is probably a slightly lower ceiling but an obviously higher floor, which, I mean, might say something about how I view these prospects, that I'm still gung-ho for the guy with the higher ceiling, but the potential that he gets to the NFL and it is, in fact, too much for him. And if we would have seen him for more snaps in college, maybe he wouldn't have been. That cuts the other way, though, Chalooch.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he played more snaps at Georgia, there's a chance he's nowhere near the Steelers' pick because he might be the consensus best or second best tackle in the draft.
All right, so here's the last one. And Von Miller brought this up, I think, on an Instagram story. But I've seen it other places,
you don't
too.
Use Instagram. Well, how did you see it?
What's that?
You don't use Instagram. How did you see
maybe
it?
Maybe I have an Instagram burner that you don't know about.
So you have an Instagram burner where you're just there checking out stories. What kind of stories?
Sports.
Sports stories. Like golf stories.
No.
No, not golf.
Because you told me about some of the other golf stories that
yes.
were out there.
Oh, there are golf stories out there. Yes.
By the way.
You wouldn't yell four.
By the way, Nate Shipley tomorrow morning with Crowley
Nate?
Or Neil Shipley.
Neil Shipley. Maybe who's, that's why he
Donnie,
didn't get
who's
back
Nate
to me.
Shipley?
It was some squirrely little guy I went to high school with.
Okay, my bad.
Who could be in jail for all I know. He was
Neil Shipley
kind of
tomorrow, 9 a.m. with Crowley and Doran after. Mulsey was told, get in touch with my manager, and Pomp never even got a text back from Shipley, which honestly, Chris, it stinks as you were really trying for Shipley, so I'm disappointed that you couldn't make it happen.
It's really
but
tough
I,
for Pomp.
I really hurt for Pomp.
I mean, Shipley, on to talk about his 73 playing alongside Tiger Woods, a round Adam Crowley watched precisely 0% of.
Oh, he said he didn't watch a shot all weekend.
Yeah.
Didn't see any of Shipley. Didn't see him on Friday make the cut.
Didn't see him shoot one under on Thursday.
Yep.
No.
So, this has been making the rounds here. Steelers and Bills make a draft day trade. Bills go from 28 to 20. They move up 8 spots. The Steelers get, along with the 28th pick, the 60th pick in the draft. So, they get their first and second round picks, and the Steelers trade the 20th pick, and they trade the 98th pick, which is early in the fourth round, to Buffalo to make that deal happen. 28 and 60. I'd prefer that, guys.
So wait, we get 28 and 60, they get 20?
They get 20 and 98.
Okay, I didn't get 98 out of this. Wait, Buffalo gets 20 and 98?
Yes.
In my Steelers PFF mock today, my friend, we didn't even have to give up pick 98 to Buffalo.
You just got 28 and 60.
Yes, for 20.
Look at you.
And we took JPJ. And then we took Jermaine Burton. And then we took Jalen Polk. We went wide receiver, Chalooch. I don't know how you feel about that. Andrew Phillips from Kentucky, the corner, at 84. Then we did trade pick 98 to move 10 spots back, Pony, and guess who we grabbed? And PFF did not like this, which I was surprised by. Christian Jones, the big right tackle from Texas. They did not like that pick.
If you move back 8 spots and then on the back end parlay a fourth into a second. In the first and second round, I look at first and second round players as guys that are going to be long-term starters for you. You're hoping that your first round picks are Pro Bowlers. You're asking your second round picks to be above average starters. That would put you in position to land
three of them.
Three of those guys with the 28th pick and then the 51st and 60th pick. And you could get a wide receiver, an offensive tackle, and a center. Now, you'd probably have to go center first, offensive tackle second, wide receiver third. So you'd lose out on Mims, Chris. But
the extra pick, though.
You'd take maybe the BYU offensive tackle or the Arizona offensive tackle with
Morgan.
The 60th pick.
I like Morgan from Arizona, I think, is intriguing because of how athletic he is. Man, if you get that extra pick being the 60th pick, though, just feels like you're getting you should be getting, like you said, a very good player.
Donnie, how would you feel about that?
I could absolutely see that happening. Yeah. I mean, because
so
I
so you can
I
see
think,
it happening, but how would it hit you as a Steelers
even
fan?
Even if they don't get JPJ, if it's Barton or Frazier at 28?
I think this is the year for them to do it. One, they seem to be going in with more holes than we're usually comfortable with. So you want to be able to collect as many picks as possible. And, I mean, let's just throw it out that this offseason has been completely different from what we're used to.
Yep.
And they don't often make a move like that in the draft, but I could see this being the year that it happens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.